Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to Pure Evil MMA Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Evil Eddie, and we got some fun stuff set up for you guys tonight here at the studio. We got a beautiful woman here who I'm going to ask to shut that fan off slightly because she looks like Marilyn Monroe. Don't want her skirt to blow up on you guys and get flagged. So here we go. Let me fix my camera. We got Juice and Rhino back up in the game for the rematch, the long-awaited rematch of Juice and Rhino, and I think it's a little weird because the characters they pick do not match up with their actual names. Rhino, who's your character? You're a fox, I see down at the bottom.
No, that's Juice is the fox. I'm the pineapple.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's all screwed up. You're supposed to be a pineapple, Juice, but you fox.
Listen, that would be too easy. If I was predictable, I wouldn't be where I am today. So it teamed it up.
You guys are waiting for this stream to go on. You're waiting for this rematch. Rhino, I knew that you were waiting for this. You were gnawing at the bit, texting me like a madman, said you were going to press charges, all this shit. Nah, I'm making that up. But I know that you guys want to do this rematch, so I thought it would be fun to set it up in a little bit different way than we would usually do. And we actually have a legit Jeopardy set up for you guys. And so there you guys see on stream. Rhino is that little pineapple man, and Juice is that little fox down at the bottom here.
And let me just tell you, Eddie and Rhino, history is going to repeat itself. And to quote the great Max Kellerman, when a younger fighter faces an older fighter and he knocks him out, and they rematch, the younger fighter will win, only faster.
So the way this is going to work, both our contestants have buzzers on their stream. Over there. Do you guys both see those buzzers?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I believe whoever clicks in first, the buzzer will go through. Music will actually play through the stream. My desktop is on mute. So let's start this thing off. I'm going to ask you guys a question. And based on that, I think that's who goes first, right? Is that how Jeopardy works?
Yeah.
Sure.
And then the winner keeps going.
Until they lose. Rhino, is that how Jeopardy works? My girlfriend's saying a bunch of whispers over here that I can't hear.
I heard she said, and then the winner keeps going.
Yeah, and if they lose, the next person answers the question.
Well, how about this? Since Rhino lost last time, Juice, are you okay with him going first? Give him the upper hand here.
Absolutely. I'm a perfect gentleman, Eddie. Let him go first. I want him to go first.
You're getting
real fucking cocky. Real cocky.
Dude, I
because you know what? If I do lose, which is a very big possibility, I'm gonna look like such a jackass and it's gonna make me excellent content.
I love picturing these voices.
Top of the wall, baby. Top of the wall.
I love picturing these voices coming out of these little characters at the bottom though. I can't get enough of it. Like, it's fucking great. All right. So for the people listening on the podcast, because obviously we're going to be uploading this. Maybe people are on their way to work right now at the gym listening along. Our categories for tonight are Who Am I? True or False? Name That Pay-Per-View? Quotes? Walkout Songs? And MMA Tattoos. Now, all of these categories, they're going to have photos. They're going to have songs that go with them. And I try to make it pretty easy for everyone to play along with, but as Jeopardy goes, as it gets closer to the $500, which I'm not paying these players, but we are donating $50 tonight to a good cause. Rhino and Juice, why don't you explain a little bit about what tonight's game show is about and the cause that it's going for before we start?
It's going to Ray Uma Plata Soup's charity for his for his hometown. He's got a like a jiu-jitsu self-defense program that he's trying to employ for kids with kind of low socioeconomic means in his hometown area. So that's what Juice and I are trying to donate to.
And
yes, it's a way to combat gun violence and mental illness. Make sure you stop at the source. I think it's a great thing. I'm very passionate about it. That's why I donated my winnings from the last tournament to raise cause, to GoFundMe. And I'm really, really glad and thankful that to be doing this again, Eddie.
And I really hope that more people out there would like to participate in this. Unfortunately, the loser of this has to go to the gym dressed up as their character and train jiu-jitsu. So,
good luck with that.
I would love to see Rhino dressed up as that little pineapple.
Yeah, it's like a 6'1", 280 walking in a pineapple outfit.
Yeah. Let's start this off.
With the pineapple outfit, someone's going to be SpongeBob, and they'll just hold you up and get more fucking
pressure. That's great.
All right, let's go, man. Let's start her up. I'm ready to rock.
Rhino, you see the categories in front of you or no?
No, we only see the buzzer in our character.
Okay, so I'll click. What category do you want? Who am I? True or false? Name that pay-per-view. Quotes, walkout songs, or MMA tattoos?
I'll go, who am I?
All right, so you should see this pop up on your end.
Okay, yes, I do.
So it says, I once ran out the octagon before the decision. Dana chased me, and I actually won the fight. Who am I?
I buzzed in.
All right. What is the answer?
Forrest Griffin.
All right. Let's see how this works here.
I buzzed in as well. Does it tell you who did you first?
It's not. Yeah. It's not saying.
The little thumb up thing.
Oh, you see it?
Isn't that what
that is? Oh, yeah. It says Fox. The Fox ran first. The Fox in the box.
Damn it.
We actually had the same answer. I was going to say Forrest Griffin.
Okay. So that kind of got up there. Forrest Griffin. Continue.
The dry run.
That was the dry run right there. All right. We got to throw it back to Rhino here, Juice, because that kind of screwed up on my end. So
No problem.
You guys are both tied here. All right. Rhino, true or false? Who am I? Name that pay-per-view. Quotes, walkout songs, MMA tattoos.
So before we go any further, it says buzzed in now. Does it reset on its own?
It should. It should when I click.
Okay. I'll do who am I again.
Okay.
For 200.
Who am I for 200? Joe Rogan pronounced my name wrong during his first event after my fight. I almost kicked him in the face with my shoes in the cage. Who am I?
The buzzed in.
The Fox. Rhino, did you try to click in? Did it reset for you?
It did reset. It said you were first.
So who is this?
Juice.
Nope. Yeah, but what did Joe call him?
Victor Belfort.
Correct. Victor Belfort is the correct answer.
Victor Belfort.
You like that? All right, so...
So now Juice has control to pick the category.
Juice, here you go.
Let's keep on saying category next dollar amount.
What, who am I?
Yeah, let's stick with who am I and just do the next dollar amount.
Okay, for 300. I starred in the 2010 Predators movie. I also won the tournament at UFC 7 or 6.
I buzzed in.
I'm known as the Russian Bear, and we got the pineapple buzzing in with his hand all raised and shit. You see that thing? Look at
that. Oleg Tatarov.
And Rhino, only reason why you know this is because me and you, every time we do trivia, is we get these crazy Russians up at it. And here we actually have this scene. We have the scene there that for everyone to watch, but we're gonna skip past that. If you haven't seen Predator or Predators,
that's awesome.
That was a great movie, right? For a remake?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you guys see the newest version though?
No.
Juice?
Negative.
Oh my god. I saw it in theaters with my dad, stoned off my ass, man. One of my favorite Predator movies I've seen. It was a little more comical. But definitely worth the money here. I'm going to have my girl read the next question. You guys buzz in. It's going to show us who buzzed. My girl's going to read it and say who actually got it. So
Rhino gets to pick, yeah?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I'll go with tattoos.
Tattoos for 100. MMA tattoos for 100. So get ready to read this. Okay, you can't really read the picture, but luckily for you guys, my girlfriend's blind, so we got some braille going here. Do you guys see the photo that was sent here?
Yes, I do, and I buzzed in.
Okay, Rhino, you as well saw the photo, correct?
Correct.
The fox in the box. Who is it?
It's the fox,
is it? Yeah, the fox in the box.
That would be Cub motherfucking Swanson, baby.
Nope, it's my girlfriend. No, you're right. It's Cub Swanson.
Your girlfriend has good abs.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you should see the pina colada in the middle of it all.
Oh, my God.
Hey. All right. So, actually, it's pretty close. 400-400 here because of the difference, correct? Extra 100
no,
for
I
the
got,
pineapple.
I have 300. He should have 300, I think.
Well, I gave 400. It's 400-400 because we gave you an extra 100, Rhino, because of that first question. So it's tied still.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Or it could be 300-300. I mean, glass half full or half empty here. We'll see. But, Juice, your turn here. What category?
Oh, let's go back to who am I. Let's finish out that category.
Who am I? 400. Yeah, girlfriend will read this.
The UFC.
Pay-per-view.
Who am I?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm the band who wrote the UFC pay-per-view theme song, Face the Pain.
Who am I? I do not know.
I'll give you a quick hint. Nate Diaz and Nick Diaz probably picked this out their bag. Buzz in.
I'll just say Deftones.
Pineapple. You picked Deftones. Incorrect. It's actually STEM. The answer is STEM. So we're going to have to skip this and see the answer so you don't lose any points for that one. This is up in the air. What do you guys want to do? Pick together. True or false? Name that pay-per-view. Quotes, walkout songs, or MMA tattoos?
I'll let Juice pick.
Let's go back to tattoos.
Tattoos. My blind girlfriend will read this in Braille for you for 200. Name this fighter.
Oh, I got it.
All right.
I'm buzzing as well.
The fox in the box got it.
No way.
Fox in the box.
That's in the Diamond Poirier, baby.
Fuck you,
dude. Got it. Bonus. Who's not for any points, but who's in the back of that picture right there in the black shirt? Yeah, my boy. Missed that, man. Fire in the hole.
I can't believe you buzzed in before me, dude. I fucking hit that with 0.9 seconds on this thing.
What's up with that machine? I don't know what the thing is. You tell me I don't know Dustin Poirier's body from a line.
Yo, like when I was growing up, I used to have the Karate Hottie's photo on my wall, like printed out from school from watching Bully Beatdown. Juice over there with Dustin the Diamond after watching his documentary.
Fightville.
Yes, Fightville.
It was hanging on the loop. I had a screen on my ceiling. I had it on loop.
Yo, if anyone out there hasn't watched Fightville, one of my favorite MMA documentaries. Before we move forward, guys, what's one of your favorite documentaries? Because The Rock is coming out with another new Smashing Machine. Actual full-length movie. So what's one of your favorite documentaries?
Smashing Machine was awesome, but I got to tell you, I just maybe a year ago saw John Wayne Parr, Blessed with Venom, and I was fortunate enough just to have him on my show as a guest last weekend, and it was a fucking dream. So, yes, you want to see a dope fucking documentary about combat sports, John Wayne Parr, Blessed with Venom, dude. It's amazing.
I'm not really aware who that is. No, I'm just fucking
fucking casual.
You like that? I'm new to the sport, guys. Just want to let you know in case you weren't
aware. You love Conor McGregor, right? He's the best, right?
Just in case you guys weren't aware, I know what Conor McGregor had for lunch today. Just to let you know. But that's the only thing I've known in 27 years. But I'm still casual. So moving forward. With the pineapple and the fox here. pick the next
it's
one.
My pick, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go name that pay-per-view.
Name that pay-per-view for 100 to the... I can't get over these little characters you guys picked, though. I really can't. I just don't know. Brock versus Frank. Mir.
I buzzed in.
Two.
So did I.
It went to Juice.
God bless it.
UFC 100, baby.
Damn it.
Got it. Nailed it. You know, Rhino's gonna call Comcast. He's gonna go down to Comcast, start slamming on the desk tomorrow morning and shit. All right, but the way this is fair is because the money value points. So everyone has still a fair chance to catch up. We've only been through like 7 questions. So moving forward, next one, Juice.
Oh, let's keep going. Next, same segment, same category, next dollar amount, then that pay-per-view.
All right, let my girl read this. Okay. She is blind and deaf, so...
Oh, my God.
Don't mind her mumbling. I mean, she has a new rap album. She's part of that mumble... She's part of that mumble rap thing. So hopefully she can speak loud and clear here. Name that pay-per-view for 200. Here we go.
UFC 201 was headlined by Lawler versus who?
And I buzzed in.
So did I.
I'm not playing when I say that Juice's little fox is raising sand over there.
I'm starting to think there's a fucking conspiracy.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
All right, go ahead.
I feel like the trick is that Juice is just clicking it right away and giving it. So.
I'm not going to know because I don't want to look like a fool and not know it.
It was Robbie Lawler versus Tyron Woodley. Hashtag and new.
Hashtag hit him with that old T-Wood bomb.
Yep.
Bullshit.
It used to be Johnson versus Hayes, but I believe that fell out.
No, Johnson got the submission on Reyes because Reyes is, you know, a black belt, and we were all shocked that he was able to get the flying armbar.
Aries Fighting Championship's newest signee, Wilson Hayes.
Right? That was the flying armbar, correct, Rhino?
How the Juice? Mighty is falling.
am I right? That was the flying armbar night.
That was not the flying armbar. Like, I think Ray Gore.
No, that's right. It was a submission, though.
I said it first.
It was a submission in the center of the octagon, so we got that going. All right, let's throw it over to the fox in the box. Right, Rhino, before you go with that, Rhino, you got to make this your mascot. The angry pineapple is the mascot. The angry pineapple.
That would be fucking ridiculous.
You got to make a segment on your podcast. What does the angry pineapple say? That's what you got to do.
All right, you're full of just fantastic ideas and a broken buzzer on my end.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with the same category, Eddie. Name that pay-per-view.
All right. Name that pay-per-view. So I feel like the fair way to do this is allow me to read the question and then buzz in. Do you guys agree with that, or do you want to keep going the way we are?
I mean, Juice is obviously not going to agree to that because apparently he's just clicking it and then again it knows the answer and I'm waiting for the question to end, which is actually how it works on Jeopardy. You have to wait till the question is read and the fucking buzzers are locked and then they unlock as soon as the question is read.
Okay, listen, we're going to do a test. We're going to do a test here.
Actually, I'm all for fairness, but it's hard to know.
We're gonna do a test.
I think we should keep it as it is. He's right. If, you know, if one of us reads it faster than the other one, that should be the one who gets it.
Let me do a test really quick. Let me do quotes for 100. And as soon as it pops up on your phone, I want you guys to make any noise possible. As quick as you can. The second you see it, I wanna make a noise. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be random. So ready?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so you guys are seeing at the same time, correct?
Sounds like it.
All right, quotes for 100. Are you intoxicated? The fox rang in, but that was more of a question I wanted to ask my girlfriend. Put me past that.
All right.
I knew that, dude. You came in on OGSC. What are you talking about? I couldn't get that point.
No. We had to do a tester. All right, so moving forward. It is for you, Juice. Pick a category here.
Now let's
True or false, name that pay-per-view quotes. Walkout songs, which hasn't been done yet. True or false hasn't been done yet either. Or MMA
I'm not
tattoos.
Touching walkout songs. I'm not touching walkout songs. That's all I have to. Let's stick with name that pay-per-view.
Name that pay-per-view for 300. And remember, it is going to get harder for our listeners playing at home. And we want to know what you guys are answering on Periscope and also on Twitter at evil_echo and at pureevilmma_. So here we go for 300. Name that pay-per-view. My girlfriend's going to talk into the lovely Snowball.
This is a long
one. Back in 2011, John Bones Jones took on what fighter who later said, John is the real deal. After not being able to answer those leg kicks being the big giveaway, the fox came in.
I believe that was Leon Machida.
Incorrect. To rebuttal, I believe it goes over to the pineapple.
But if I guess and I get it wrong, I lose money, don't I? Did Juice just lose money?
Yeah, he just lost 300.
Yeah, then I'm abstaining from answering, so I don't have to lose anything.
Okay, so it should be da-na-na-na, that little noise, da-na-na-na, which is a noise I'm usually familiar with around 11 o'clock around with this one. But answer was UFC 135, Jones versus Rampage.
Of course.
Remember that? I remember watching that with my boys and my boy's dad. We were all surprised Rampage had no answer for those leg kicks.
My favorite part is like before the one of the last rounds, at the end of the round, Jones had him in like a takedown position. He just like put him over his head. I was like, what the fuck, bro? So disrespectful.
Jones is one of those guys who'll just master you at your own game. We saw that with DC without giving too much away moving forward. It goes to Rhino here. What category? True or false? Name that pay-per-view. Who am I? Quotes, walkout songs, or MMA tattoos?
I'll go walkout songs.
Walkout songs for a... Oh, the way we're going to have to do this...
Yeah.
DMX, Ain't No Sunshine. Did anyone buzz in?
Nope.
Yep. I have no idea.
Really?
On to the next one.
No, let me play it, because maybe you'll know...
It's dark and hell is hot. Ain't no sunshine when it's home. Only darkness.
Come on, guys. Really?
Really? Let's move on to the next one. We don't
guys,
know.
Sunshine when it's home. That's his jam.
Really?
Losing the belt, coming back. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Come on. All right. You guys got that one wrong.
We didn't answer it.
Well, you lost no money, but right. you lost a good song
respect.
To play out. You lost a good
respect.
you lost street cred from DMX.
Oh, that's so good.
But
I want to stay with the same category. Walkout songs, please.
Ain't no song. Chad Mendez walked out to what song at UFC 189?
Okay, I buzzed in. Is it me?
It's the fox in the box. What do you got?
So, I know the singer was Aaron Henry.
No. Incorrect. Incorrect.
It was Beth Mustaine, okay? But that's not answering the question, so I didn't get wrong.
You did answer that correct. It was the lead singer of Stain, and his first name is Aaron. So, yes. What's the song?
Yeah, and I think it's Country Boy.
Correct. Aaron Lewis from Stain.
Aaron Lewis, that's right, Aaron Lewis. Country boy, yeah.
Shout out my Massachusetts homeboys. All right, Juice, it goes back to you. Still within a shot away. I mean, Rhino, if you get one of the 300 questions, which there's two of them up, there's a 400 one up, there's a 500 one up, you're right back in the game. So that's why Jeopardy was a good choice for this.
Let's go back to name that pay-per-view.
Name that pay-per-view for 400. This could put Rhino in the lead at UFC 214, we saw what two fighters put to rest a legendary rematch in the saddest way. Hint being the saddest way. It goes to the Fox. Rhino, are you buzzing in?
Yep.
I swear
that
to
that would be John Jones and Daniel Cormier.
Yep.
Ooh, don't
let
me watch it, bro. Don't,
man.
Why did you put
it
on loop like that?
On loop, bro. On loop. Boom. All right.
Oh, my God. So painful. I love DC. I hate John Jones.
Let's go to the next one here. We got 2 for 500 out there, which could put Rhino right in there. So
Not if my buzzer doesn't work.
Not if the faulty buzzer don't work.
Let me go. Do we still have a who am I left?
Rhino, does your buzzer work? Have we seen his buzzer go through yet? No, we did with his little arm raised.
I got one. But
remember his other arm raised?
He gotta be quicker than that.
Gotta be quicker than that, my girl says.
Uh-huh.
But Rhino, I've heard the same thing. And then when I am quicker than that, she gets mad at me. So this is more proof that you can't win with a woman. All right, so next category here. Juice goes to you. True or false? Name that pay-per-view.
Who am I left?
500.
Let's go
that. For 500, I inspired the UFC to make the cage an octagon. Who am I? Tell you what, Ben Stiller doesn't really like this guy. It went to the pineapple.
Finally.
The happy pineapple. Look at the little smile on the pineapple character. I love it. Who is it?
I guess it is Gracie.
Incorrect.
I just clicked in as soon as I could, man. I'm like, I gotta make sure I at least click in one.
It goes off. Here, I'm gonna give you a hint, guys. It goes off a movie that this man made. It is Chuck Norris.
All right, next one, right? Still juice.
Oh, so me. Let's go to MMA tattoos.
MMA tattoos for 300. Whose tattoo is that? Did an awful job. Maybe they got it at a porn shop tattoo
shop. I had to have gotten that, dude. I clicked it right away.
Nope.
It went to the Fox.
Motherfucker!
Went to the Fox.
That would be Brock Lesnar. Just kidding, Brock Lesnar.
Ron Jeremy? Correct. It is Brock Lesnar. All right, moving forward. Juice, you're up at 1,500 for people listening to the podcast. Rhino, -200, but you can come back with, you know, the 500s, the 400s. You're right here. All you got to do is get a couple right, and you're in.
Do we have any more MMA tattoos?
MMA tattoos for 400. Right. Here we go. This is a very... Ooh!
I got it.
And I know you do, because this is an old school one. Who is it?
I got it. It's me, right?
It is you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Alan Belcher, baby.
Got it. And it's a tattoo of my girlfriend. Here we go. Alan Belcher, Johnny Cash tattoo. There we go.
Holy shit. I actually fucking...
Look how happy the pineapple. Look at it. Look, when he gets a win, his eye winks. Do you see that? Or is that just...
Oh, he's always winking.
He's always winking? Or is he just winking at my girlfriend? Bro, what is going on here? Back the fuck off of my girlfriend, Pineapple.
Pineapple.
Dude, I yelled at a homeless man one time for flirting with her. Right?
So what do we, what, yeah, let me go to, let's go to true false.
All right, true false. True false for 100. Is that really what you want to go for? Or you want to go for a different one to catch up?
Is there one more tattoos?
Yeah.
For 500 tattoos.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. MMA tattoos for 500. Here we go. Tough one. I'll tell you what, it's the tattoo of a legend's brother. That's all. A brother of a legend's tattoo.
I got it.
Name it.
Is it me?
It's you.
Alexander Emelianenko.
Got it. Back up at 700.
Yeah.
But, you know, they may have sued that tattoo shop for, you know, some of the test results that came up with, right?
He's
HIV,
hepatitis?
Hepatitis, but a brutal fighter.
He is a bad, bad human being, dude.
Remember the rumors of him fighting for BKFC last year? That were going around, him versus Rumble? That were going around last year? People were trolling?
No.
They made a fake account. All right, so this goes to Rhino. Score update, 1,500 for Juice, 700 for the Pineapple Rhino. People are going to get so confused if they're watching this and see Juice as the fox and Rhino as that little pineapple.
There's only two of us playing. Let's give our listeners a little bit more credit. They can decipher between two people.
But I love it, man. I love it. I love the characters you guys picked. All right. Rhino, we got walkout songs for 300, quotes for 200, name that pay-per-view for 500, true or false for 100. Which is it?
I'll go true or false.
True or false. Aaron Carter saying country boy. Whoa. Okay. Aaron Carter saying country boy for Chad Mendes at UFC 189 walkout versus McGregor. True or false?
Who cooked in first?
It was the pineapple.
The pineapple. That would be false. Carter.
I fucked that up, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's correct. It's correct for 100. False. Yeah, Aaron Lewis abstained. And we kind of already, you know, said
it don't matter. I knew that anyway. I just said got it like in fast
because I've been watching all the cringe videos of Aaron Carter and like the face tattoo and shit like that, so that threw me off and I made the question. So
same category
for 200. All right, false. Conor McGregor made his debut in the Fuel TV era versus Marcus Brimage in the year of our Lord 2013. Goes to the pineapple.
True.
Correct. True. UFC on Fuel TV 9, April 6, 2013. You know what happened, Juice, is that he changed his cable provider to to Dish. So this show is actually sponsored by Dish, and the account is fully paid for. So, guys, we're getting down to the 300 mark here. True or false for 300? Name that pay-per-view for 500, quotes for 200, or walkout songs for 300. My girlfriend will be reading this one in SoundCloud mumble rapper mode. So
I'll say I'm going to stay with the same category, true or false.
True or false for 300. Didn't even read it yet. We got a ringer in here. Tito Ortiz starred in the Hollywood movie Silencer in 2018 alongside Chuck Liddell. True or false? It goes to Rhino. Incorrect. It was true.
Shit.
Incorrect. They took away your money, right?
Yep.
For some reason, it doesn't read the answer. True. It was true, and you said false, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
You want to know why you said false? Because no one's seen that fucking movie ever.
I've never heard of it. That's why I thought it was a made-up thing.
Did you guys ever see, what is it, The Expendables?
Yeah.
The first one.
I don't want to talk too much about movies because there are more questions about that. This goes to Juice since...
No, it doesn't go to Juice. It stays with me because he didn't get it right.
Oh, you... Okay. Wait, you got it wrong, though, right, Rhino?
True false.
Okay, true false for... Zuffa actually stands for scuffle in Italian. Or is it another language? For the pineapple.
Zuffa does not stand... Well, it means fight in Italian. So, yes, it does stand for fight in Italian.
Correct. It does stand for scuffle. Back up a 400 gap here. We got...
Finish out the category.
Juice with 1,500. Yo, I love. I want that little pineapple to be my mascot for Pure Evil and the Man. For real, look at that guy.
I'm gonna see the screenshots later.
It's definitely. Great. Well, if you guys are watching this on Periscope, it's great because this is what they see, babe. Like people tuning in, so it's just great. And then we got only four categories left. 2 for 500 there. True or false? Name that pay-per-view, quotes for 200, walkout songs for 300. The other two for 500.
Let's finish out the category of true or false.
True or false for 500. Out. First time UFC ever put out a bonus for fighters after an event was only in 2007.
Pineapple.
True. Correct. Do you know who it was? Or do you know who fought on that card?
It just says, I do not know who fought on that card. But I'm taking my money and running.
Dana gave out the very first bonus to Terry Eatem after choking out Matt Grace. Also on this card, we saw Crow Cop get Crow Copped by Gabriel Gonzaga and Bisping versus Sinaka.
I have that DVD.
How legendary was Crow Cop getting Crow Copped, though? He had an awful run in the UFC.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Able to come back, though, end the year off with a bang. But
speaking of coming back, Evil Eddie, I believe I'm at least tied or ahead of Juice at this point. Is that not correct?
By 100. By 100.
God bless him.
Now it's going to be Juice going to Xfinity in the morning.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm going to go with the... what's left, buddy?
Name that pay-per-view for 500, quotes for 200, walkout songs for 300.
I'll go walkout songs for 3.
All right. I walked out to the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, shit.
He kind of fits. Let me give you guys a quick hint. Let me give you guys a hint. He could easily do a voiceover for his post-fight speeches that he's famous for this Broadway musical. All right, we got the fox.
I see
when you guys buzz in now, it pops up at the bottom the second that you guys pop in. You were literally a split second off.
It says 1 and 2.
Yeah.
He buzzed in before me?
Yeah, it literally lights up. I can see it. I wasn't seeing that before. It literally lights up at the bottom. Not only is there like a little arrow that points down, but I can also see when the second person buzzes in. You're right. Just right off. Yes, it is Ben Rothwell.
Yeah, he's right.
Which is weird song to walk out to. And he actually talks about it in his interview with Errol Hawani about 4 years ago when he was going around go-go checking everybody.
Yeah, the go-go show.
Remember that?
I loathe Ben Rothwell. He's like seriously my top 5 least favorite fighters of all time.
Remember when he knocked out Big Brown? How about that? That was insane.
That was great.
I knew you were going to say that. All right. Walkout songs for 400, quotes for 200, or name that pay-per-view for 500. Juice, it goes to you. We got to
name that pay-per-view.
Name that pay-per-view for 500. This could be a big one. Here we go. In what pay-per-view did we almost see Anderson Silva get finished by Chael Sonnen? The Fox. Was it UFC 110, UFC 126, 146, or 117?
This is me.
This is you, Juice.
UFC 110.
Incorrect. UFC 117 was the correct answer.
That was the rematch.
Nope. Chael Sonnen almost beat Anderson Silva in the first one. Anderson Silva destroyed Chael Sonnen in the second one.
No, of course, but I thought 117 was the rematch.
Here, we got the photo here. UFC 117. August 7th, 2010. Let's do a quick look back here. UFC 117. Nope. Silva vs. Sonnen won. UFC 117.
Fair enough.
All right. I just want to make sure that everyone else out there agrees with me, but I am checking it online as well. UFC 117. So now Juice is in the lead with 300 plus. I actually had
Juice should be not. Juice should have gotten 500 taken off.
It's he did.
Behind me now.
He is. You're up, Rhino. 1600 to 1300.
Gotcha.
All right. So, round 5, 3-minute 10 mark. Anderson Silva with a submission over Chael Sonnen. And remember that first round? Chael Sonnen, he rocked Anderson Silva. Joe is screaming, "He's hurt! He's hurt!"
you should maintain control of the next category because I didn't chime in.
Okay. Juice, we got quotes for 200.
Just the quotes.
Quotes for 200. Read it.
There's a lot of guys in pro wrestling that kind of have this MMA fantasy and they never act on it. I'm acting on it. I don't want to be one of those guys who sits there and goes, "I could have done that," or "I should have done that."
I'll give you a hint, guys. This is a very recent fighter that came to the UFC that a lot of people were discussing with. And we got Rhino. Who said that? A lot of people were upset with. He also trained with a lot of fighters who have been on my show, like Bilal Muhammad, who said, this guy is the real deal, and when he goes into the octagon, he's going to shock you all. Unfortunately...
Bobby Lashley.
Incorrect. It's CM Punk.
I don't think you could... Can you steal?
Yeah, you could steal. You could steal. It was CM Punk. My bad on that, Juice.
That's all right.
Are we still friends?
We are.
All right.
Next time Juice is in control.
Oh, yeah. Next time my girlfriend goes, what does the fox say? That's what I should say for the rebuttal. What does the fox say? Yeah.
Keep on
quotes. Okay, for 300. Guys, you're neck and neck here, especially with the bottom rackets here. We got 5 questions left, so buckle down, guys. It gets into this. And for the listeners at home, we want to hear what your answers are. And if you were doing good, or honestly, if Rhino should get that little pineapple tattooed on his face. All right, let's see here. For 300, we don't vote him off, you beat him off. Who said that quote? Rhino.
Yes, that's Dana White.
Nope, it was my girlfriend. Incorrect. Yeah, Dana White. Correct. And let me just play this for the people at home.
This ain't Survivor and let's vote him off.
It's about time I got one of these damn Dana White questions.
This ain't Survivor and
no, it's not that Donald was Dana White, but then it also sounded like something Ken Shamrock would play, and I was like...
Do you remember when Ken Shamrock said, a quarter pound overweight, he would just jack you on the scale? I'm like, good, you scumbag. Jesus.
He's so goddamn ridiculous.
I will beat you within a living pulp of life. Or what's...
a living death.
Living death.
the hyena, man.
Look like the smartest person in the room. Like, what?
Kicks up the chair.
Kick the chair and Dana caught it.
Classic. Those were the best seasons of Ultimate Fighter too, when we had that that rivalry going down between him and Ken. Classic.
Yeah.
Way back when. We got 2 categories left here, guys. Quotes for 400, walkout songs for 400.
I'll go with quotes.
Quotes for 400. Juice, you could still jump right back in. Both you guys. It could go either way still. For the people listening at home, 1300 for Juice. 2100 for the pineapple, also known as Rhino, which next time these two play, need to pick the same characters, because this is game changing right here. And you guys are legends. The Rhinapple. And the sour fox. Or we got to come up with something for Juice. Song with the fox. What does the fox say? All right. Yep, my girlfriend. Out mouth over here. The quote is, take care of your underwears. I'm going to F you, man. Who said that? Juice?
Is it me?
Yeah.
It goes to Juice.
That was David Taymor, season 22 of The Ultimate Fighter.
Who did he say that to?
I believe it was Andre Fili or Cody Garbrandt. It was in the fucking Alpha Male scuffle.
You nailed it. And that was such a tense moment. You jumped right in there and just...
your underwear, man. Fuck you.
Let me play it for the people at home.
Take care of your underwear. I'm gonna you, man.
I love that so much.
Come on. Take off your underwears, man. I'm going to F you later. All right.
What's the count now?
1,700 for Juice. 2,100 for Rhino. Here, click that light back on.
How do I do it?
There's a little
button. Is my turn to pick my... Do we have more quotes?
Yes. Quotes for 500.
Okay. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Let's go. Come on, Jack. Now click the middle button. Now let me see. I'm the best looking Gracie. Even when I'm broken, I'll smile. And that's a little hint to a fight that he had, where he broke his arm and tried to pretend like it wasn't broken. It went to the fox. That's what the juice. What is the answer, Jason?
Right?
Yeah.
Enzo Gracie.
Because we all know he is the best looking Gracie and also a listener pure evil. So there we go.
The nicest fucking guy, dude. He lives in my same town that I live in. I ran into him at the grocery store I used to work at, and I just said, like, you're a fucking legend, bro. And then, like, he would see me and be like, man, Chris is my brother. Like, he's so nice.
Yeah, man. Wait, you're in Philly?
It's in Jersey. What'd
you say? Jersey. You're where do you live, yeah. Juice?
Home though, baby.
Can we dox you real quick? What's your address?
No, he doesn't live in my neighborhood. He's in my town. He works in the city in Manhattan in his studio there.
Yeah.
In the gym there soon. Okay. He almost never is like around here, but I saw him in the grocery store. I was like, dude, you're the fucking man.
They got the gym here in New Haven as well. Can you guys see the GIF that's playing of Enzo?
Yes.
With the shotgun.
Name the fighters that you see in there.
Frankie Edgar.
Fucking Pride of Tom's River, New Jersey, baby.
Wait, no, there's another one. She's doing the old Kilroy looking over the fence. Who is that female fighter?
Oh, I have no idea.
I
believe it's Gina Carano.
That's right? Not Gina Carano.
That's definitely Gina Carano. Come on.
No, I don't think so either.
Really?
No, I would see a halo and wings. That's not Gina Carano.
You don't think that's Gina Carano?
No.
Far right. Did you guys see the new Mandalorian? Have you guys watched that on Disney Plus?
No, I haven't yet.
She is so good in that. If you're a fan of Gina Carano, watch Mandalorian. You know who else is in that? Bill Burr. Bill Burr is also in Mandalorian. We got two more left here, guys. 400 and 500, both in walkout songs. So,
I guess let's do it like a Band-Aid. Let's go walkout songs.
All right. It was close score for people listening in their cars or walking through the city right now. 2,200 for 2,100 for Rhino. And this question is for 400 walkout songs. I walk out to Kick in the Door by Notorious B.I.G. We're going to the man from the bodega. We're going for the man with the bodega. What does the fox say here? Who is this man? Kick in the door, put in the full. That is correct. Edgar is the correct answer there. Classic song, especially with the lyrics in it. For 500, this could tie you guys. This is crazy. This could literally tie you guys for 500 walkout songs. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I mean, it really does come down to this. I know that there is a $100 differential, right? From that first one that we did to run through.
I've got 100 more than I have. You know what I mean? So I've really got 22. Correct?
Yeah, you guys, this could make or break us.
Yeah, here we go. 500. Walkout. A country boy can survive was my walkout.
I
was in. I was in, dude.
Pineapple got it.
What does the pineapple say?
Yes! Oh,
fuck.
Yes!
For the
fucking
for
huge
my fucking win.
Redemption is mine.
Yeah. I just picture the pineapple screaming.
The angry fucking pineapple needs his own cartoon. Yeah.
Well, you know what this is. You know what? You know why this is good that I won. It's because Juice beat me the first time. I beat him this time. We gotta have the rubber match, dude. We gotta have the trilogy.
Yeah.
Matt Hughes, 26-26, and DC couldn't have wished for a better outcome here. Come on.
Ric Flair joined us in the studio.
That's unscripted. It was like down to the wire.
I loved it. Oh my god! And especially because he jumped out to like 1,300 and negative 200 at some point or something like that, and I fucking had to pull out all the stops to catch up. Jeez, thank goodness for the true and false category.
It's like that was like a fucking Yair Rodriguez train
dummy. Yeah, last second left there. Last second
Holy
left.
Fuck, that was so fun. Oh
with the
God.
Spinning uppercut elbow comes the little little angry pineapple. If that was on Nickelodeon, I would watch that if that little pineapple screamed the way that you just did when you just won that last. Redemption is mine! Tonight we dine in hell!
I had to lose to anybody. I'm happy that I lost to you.
No, it's not. There's no loss. It's a tie. Right?
No, I was 100 from earlier, remember?
Which is not fair because I actually knew that question. So anyway.
Oh yeah, that's true too. That's true too.
Tie, technically.
I fucked this all up, but you know what? Either way, win or lose, there needs to be a rematch that needs to go down.
No.
The trilogy.
I won that fucking game.
No, Rhino won. Rhino won.
We'll do the rubber match.
Yeah, Rhino. Yeah. Wait, is it a rubber match or is it?
No,
yeah,
it's a rubber match because
one and one.
He won the first time.
Yeah, and then yeah, 1-1. So now this is the rubber match, guys. I swear to God, if you play next time and pick a different character, I'm just not gonna read the questions off. You're gonna have to deal with my deaf blind girlfriend. My mumble rapping deaf blind girlfriend over here. But listen, guys, we're donating $50 to the cause of Ray's Omoplata Soup fundraiser here.
That's the real fucking winner for sure.
And you know what? Before we end the show, you guys know what I like to do. I hand the imaginary microphone over. Let's hand it over to the winner, Rhino. Let's do a little treading around the octagon here. Screw Budweiser. I'm drinking Coors Light tonight. Let's go. What's your...
won't give me no money.
Yeah. Drooling at the mouth.
I definitely want to say, first of all, shout out to my opponent, Juice. He's actually my real friend in real life. We text and talk all the time. He's absolutely one of the best human beings I fucking know. I'm proud to know him. He's a great friend. He's a great dude. His podcast is fantastic. If you want to check my podcast out, Combat Sports with Rhino at Com Sports with Rhino. We had a really cool guest in John Wayne Pard last week. We're on Apple Pod and Spotify or Anchor, anywhere you get your podcast. Check us out. We really appreciate all of our fans who listen and who write in questions and who call in. And yeah, definitely big shout out to my homie Juice. That was a great game. Thank you, Eddie, for putting it on and putting us on here. And yeah, we definitely got to run it back, man. We got to have the Gotti Ward trilogy style next time.
Absolutely.
Listen, I think we're starting something really special here with the way this was set up, the Jeopardy style, the way that listeners were able to actually see the board. And I love it, man. So we definitely got to do it.
This is the way.
This is the call to action here. Juice, before you give your sign off, if any of you guys listening want to play, all you got to do is message Rhino, Juice, or me at PureEvilMMA_. Guys, where can they reach you at? Rhino, you first, and then Juice, you can go and give your tags. Rhino, where can they find you on Twitter?
@ComSportsWRhino. So @ComSportsWRhino.
And you have a new Twitter account, right? @TheAngryPineapple, right?
that was to be determined. I'm not sure yet.
Redemption is mine! This is great, man. Juice, what does the fox say?
You can follow me on Twitter @FWM_pod. My show is doing really well these days.
10,000 downloads, right? Last year you hit? Or a couple
so
weeks ago?
Awesome.
Yeah, 10,000 total downloads. It's been pretty fucking cool. And my Twitter is awesome and very supportive. And I love every single one of you. I love you, Eddie. I love Rhino.
Love you back, man.
Probably Jim Assoon is probably listening to this.
It's always 420, right?
It's always 420, Jim!
No, it's 420, kid.
You fucking casuals.
Let me tell you about my day, you casuals. It's always 420.
Fucking love that guy, man. The king of MMA Twitter.
He reminds me of the real life, the dude, right? He just needs a bathrobe. You get that guy a bathrobe?
Except for the dude doesn't work, really, and Jim works his ass off. So there's a difference in those two, but yeah, man, we love Jim Assoon.
Really quick, Juice, we got to ask you before we let you go, because we know that you love Roxy. Thoughts on that badass beatdown she did on Macy Barber, bro?
She wiped the floor with her, dude.
How great was that?
She dropped her with a jab. First of all, after all the talk about Macy's power, Roxy dropped her with a jab, owned her on the ground. Macy had her moments, but it was, for the most part, one-way traffic.
Hey, where'd you learn that fucking catchphrase, buddy?
That is not a comment from Toronto exclusive. People say that all the time. I said
TM,
as well.
TM, I'm TMing it.
Hey guys, last thing before I let you both go, where did you guys have the most fun tonight? And where do you guys go to when you're looking for laughs every week? What podcast do you go to? This isn't a fucking $500 question here. This isn't true or false. Oh,
I was letting you go first. Definitely Pure Evil MMA with our homie Evil Eddie. Podcast is awesome. Always a fun time, especially when you're not upside down on my screen, you're right side up.
Yeah,
Both are my favorite ones. And yeah, this was a blast, man. Thanks so much for putting this together. And definitely, like I said, the winner above all of us is the Ray from Umapod to Soup Foundation. Fucking super cool. That's the real winner in this.
You know what I love? After 6 years of broadcasting live, I have 3 weeks where shit just goes to shit over here with Comcast. So I was the angry pineapple over there. And I get shit on. I get shit on for it. Jesus Christ. Only won award 3 years in a row. What the hell? All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. When do you want to? Let's keep these listeners who are listening right now in depth with when can you guys plan on doing this rematch? Next Tuesday? Sound like a fair deal?
I have to check my schedule. I just got rehearsals for a show I'm doing, so I have to make sure it doesn't overlap with that.
All right. So listen, we'll keep everybody updated. Make sure to follow both these guys. That does it for this episode of Pure Evil MMA. Rhino and Juice, I'll talk to you in a little bit. Let me sign off with my listeners here. And congratulations, and I hope you guys had fun.
You got it, buddy. When is this going to go up on either the pods or YouTube or whatever, like in the next day or two?
It's already up right now. But it's going to be up on iTunes tonight immediately because everything ran smooth. I don't got to correct anything. So everything is good right now. So I will talk to you guys in a little bit.
You got it, brother.
All right. Congratulations, fellas.
Peace.
All right, guys. That does it for this episode of Pure Evil MMA. I got to go get bitched at. It's about to be Joe Rogan versus Stephen A. Smith 2 over here because me and this one have to dish it out. We're going to have a battle rap. She's going to mumble rap me to death. Literally, to death. All right. Subscribe down below. You know what it is. Evil Eddie. Pure Evil MMA. Without evil, there's no purity. White knuckles to the end. PureEvilMMA.com. Behave yourselves.